Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman Report. Doug Hagman popping into the studio one more time here this week. Going to be back full force next week. Thank you so much for your prayers, for your support as I work through the remnants of this jaw surgery and other issues. Appreciate your patience. Appreciate your understanding. Very special show today. Steve Quayle, Operation Sandman, and the death of the U.S. dollar. This is something, folks, you better please pay attention to very carefully. Steve Quayle specifically has been warning about this for at least a decade. Myself as well on this platform. But this is about a message, in part, a message by ostensibly by the Russian government, by Putin, saying that let me just get this here. Friday, I just want to make sure I've got the proper wording here. Friday, well, I'll tell you what, Steve can actually describe this better than me reading this. With me, Steve Quayle. Steve, thanks for coming on. Thanks for this special report. Let's get right to it.
Well, thank you, Doug. And ladies and gentlemen, what Doug is referring to, and there's a lot of misinformation out on the website, but again, kudos to Hal Turner. And again, I want to make it clear to everybody, I have validated, I have what he means, because there were suppositions on what it means. But here's what the Russians said, okay? The Kremlin issued a statement late today, which would have been yesterday, that Friday evening will be beautiful for the whole world. Now, this is incredibly important that you understand this. What could be beautiful for the whole world? We are at this point of nuclear war being not only possible, but highly probable for a long time. And I've talked about it on my podcast and on Doug's show, The Hagman Report. I've been talking about Operation Sandman. Operation Sandman is a pre-negotiated treaty between Russia and other nations in which the American dollar will be abandoned. It will no longer be acceptable. It will be absolutely as if one day you could buy anything with an American dollar and next day, or let's case over this weekend, you might not be able to buy anything on Monday with the American dollar, meaning outside the country. The history of the oil importation and the oil development, exploration, refinery, all that is based on what was set up as the American dollar. We were able, as a nation and a country, to pretty much generate an infinite amount of dollars to buy all the natural resources of anybody that would sell us whatever, oil, minerals, you name it, strategic minerals, fertilizer, whatever we would buy, they would accept U.S. dollars. But as you've watched, ladies and gentlemen, the dollar has just gone kaput. We're down to, you know, a nickel's worth of purchasing power, and we're going to even be in a tougher shape than that, or in tougher shape than that. So the Kremlin stated, we knew we were on a road with no return. But unlike the United States, and I'm going to make a difference. When I talk about Russia, I'm not talking about the communist government that was. I'm talking about the nation of Russia. I'm not talking about, if you will, the Cold War politics, because quite candidly, Russia embraced the free market economy. Well, we went communistic takeover and takedown. I stand by that statement. We are no longer a house that is undivided. We are a divided nation. We are no longer a republic. We are a poster child for the globalists, and globalists want global communism. So it's important that people understood that this, and this is what is critical. The Kremlin stated, we knew we're on a road with no return. So ladies and gentlemen, the dingbat Democrats and their entity in the White House their poster child for not only insanity, but self-destruction. In other words, the destruction of the United States could not have made more foolish statements than blocking Russia from buying their oil, could not make more foolish statements than making economic war on Russia. Here's a neat thing. There's always world peace when there's give and take, when you're bartering, for instance, with Russia, 80% of ammonium nitrate comes from Russia. Now, listen, this is economy. This is econometric statements. This is not communist versus the United States. We're not talking about that. We're talking about abject truth. Abject truth is not propaganda. So I want to throw into the mix something, Doug, right off the bat. I think it's important that, our listeners, your listeners understand this, that with the American dollar being repudiated, that means simply nobody wants it, nobody will take it. Under Operation Sandman, which is a treaty, I understand, I have not seen it. Well, I can't find it on the internet. You must be making it up. Tell that to your diapers when you can't change them. Sorry. We're at a state of dissolution in the United States of America. Tell me where the word freedom fits any longer. Tell me where equal justice under the law applies any longer. Tell me, ladies and gentlemen, where you can go in and have selection at your grocery store any longer. Tell me, ladies and gentlemen, how do you like the fuel prices rising? Doug, I said on your show and I said on my own show, that my podcast, that we're going to see $15 a gallon gas. And I don't care who believes me. Watch it come to pass. We're not only going to see $15 gas, but we're going to see it rationed at that, $15 per gallon. You cannot change a refinery. Refineries are like what was explained to me by a chemical engineer, Steve. Every refinery is set up to refine specific grades of oil. And so if it's set up for one, like West Texas Intermediate or Russian or whoever the oil, Venezuelan, U.S., every single one of those crude oil supplies or the barrels that are, that are delivered to the refineries are designed to refine that specific grade of fuel, or grade of oil into fuel, getting too fast for myself. The issue that is now coming up is that where does the United States get any fuel and by the refineries or any raw oil, because we've killed Nord Stream 2. We've pretty much, the Bidens shut down U.S. oil production and Canadian production. So, Doug, this is a perfect storm, and I want to make it simple. There are three things I want people to make, and so this is to make clear in their minds. The dollar is finished as an oil trading platform. Number two, the dollar is finished as a global world reserve currency. Maybe people should get the idea finished. The only option left, the USA, is to declare force majeure to prevent all land and other assets from being grabbed. Most people don't understand that under the excesses of the previous administrations, when we were buying so much stuff from China, they wanted guarantees on natural resources, like all the national parks. They wanted headwaters. They wanted mines. They wanted stuff for all of the paper money. And now the world is repudiating that paper money behind the scenes. Doug, for the first time in history, Saudi Arabia, that I know of, and as it was told to me by somebody who knows this, and by the Emirates, United Arab Emirates, by the Qataris, or Qatar, some people pronounce it. Even I'm told the president of the Philippines will not take calls from President Biden. The whole world is calling America's debt due. And we were the ones that initiated, we, the United States, under the globalist provocation, the war against Russia. We declared military war against them. We were the ones with Senator Wicker, whom I call him Senator Wacker now, saying, we can nuke you, we can nuke you, we can nuke you. And we got nothing to back it up. We've got a military that's decimated, decimated. We have airplanes that can't fly against the Russians' electronic warfare interception. And by the way, I want people to understand something. Propaganda is propaganda. That's a lie being pushed forth as a truth. But the truth is truth when you can verify it by open sources. And it doesn't matter that, some pompous general in the Pentagram says, well, I don't believe they have that yet. Belief has nothing to do with it. So the point is that we're at this, I guess you'd say, the biggest global checkpoint or checkmate. We're not at check, we're at checkmate. We've been checkmated. Where does the United States, Doug, go to get oil if no one will accept our dollar? What will be the value if, for instance, I want to make this clear. I've seen some of the biggest stables full of horse manure concerning what gold, reserves are in Russia. Russia has a neat policy. They don't sell any of their gold. Any gold that's mined in Russia stays in Russia. Forget Las Vegas. Nothing stays in Vegas that happens there. But in the case of the mining of strategic minerals, when it comes to the mining of everything that is of value on a global foundational basis, gold being number one, does not leave the Russian Republic. It doesn't. They even buy tons, metric tons. So right now, quick and dirty, the numbers I'm given is 15,000 metric tons of gold. If the day comes when Russia says, we will show you our gold, China says, we'll show you our gold, bring independent people in. Who cares? It'll be a group. And they say to the United States, now show us your gold. I got news for you, Doug. We're going to be like, how do I say this? We're going to be caught in the world's eyes. So back to Operation Sandman. Obviously, the oil country of the Arabian Peninsula, if you will, oil petroleum exporting countries, not just in the Arabian Peninsula, but anybody who is a member of OPEC is already on board. The day will come when they will not accept the dollar. The question is it this weekend? What is driving? What is the motivation? What is the inference? It's going to be a beautiful day. What that really means is we no longer have to accept nothing for something. We can trade something between nations, and we can go into a global barter system. Now, look, I want people to understand this. The Antichrist waits in the wings. He needs a global war. Lucifer is instructing. Lucifer in his fallen angel legions. And somebody says, well, how many are there? I don't know. But I can tell you this. Every single compartmentalized nation has principalities, powers, and spiritual wickedness over it. And they are telling each of the nations under the control what they want those nations to do. In essence, you and I experienced this. Somebody said to you one time, remember this, Doug? We don't need to tell the people, but I said something I didn't say. And it was inflammatory, but it came out in the wash. I said, Doug, that's not what he said. He said this. And when you found it out to be true, you found out the angle was, this guy was jealous of you and wanted to use me and you and drive a wedge between us. You remember that situation?
Yeah, very well. And that's happening more and more in a larger and wider scale. I'm sure a lot of our listeners and viewers experience that themselves. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. So it's almost like, whispering tattletales. And I have a statement. It's original. The nation that turns into a nation of thinks, F-I-N-K-S, tattletales, sinks, S-I-N-K-S. Bible covered it really easy. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. But we have now a nation of thinks. We have the Facebook of thinks. We have the Twitter twatter, your blood will splatter of thinks, okay? We've watched the assassination of truth on the social media. We've watched literally the death of I don't know how many people, but a lot who feel that if they're rejected by social media morons, they have no more reason to live. There are even cases where stupid, infatuated selfie women have told a boy that they think is ugly, not cool, isn't rich enough to go kill himself. He kills himself and they end up in jail. And in my opinion, rightly so. But for those who look for identity, on the internet or on the metaverse, M-E-T-A-V-E-R-S. Let me just say this. I don't need to go into a perverse universe to find out my place in creation, my purpose in creation, my redemption in fallen creation. People are going from virtual reality to a total metaverse, which will be a simulated abdication of your humanity. See, Doug, it's not just the economics that we're talking about today, but the ramifications. Now, let's talk about ramifications. If the Ukraine, and by the way, I've seen every report, Martin Armstrong says, and he's one of the smartest guys in the world, along with Charles Nenner, and they genuinely are truly heads and shoulders above everybody. I mean, they're trackable. Greg Hunter, God bless him, USAWatchdog.com. He has some of the best guests of anybody in the world. He does. And Greg is a commensurate newsman. He actually was a reporter. He knows how to draw out the stuff. And kudos to him. I'm grateful for every time I've been on his program. But what Martin Armstrong just said today was that 30% of the wheat that goes into the world wheat market will no longer be on the wheat market. Charles Nenner, this is interesting. Cliff High, Half Past Human. You're talking about Martin Armstrong. You're talking about some of the very successful billionaires who understand finance and the economy, and they're all saying the same thing. We've entered into the war phase. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about today. Because today is March 10th. It is what? We're a few days away from the Ides of March. There are specific warnings going out. I get a kick out of people saying, well, we're at DEFCON 3. No, we're not. When Russia went to DEFCON 2, and I would say 2 plus, closer to what we would call 1, when you've got your fingers on the buttons and you're waiting because you're on an order to be able to launch and do everything within 90 seconds. The U.S. usually was on a 5-minute fuse. Russia, not. I don't believe we're at DEFCON 3. And so when anybody tells the truth about it, well, you can't know that it's classified. It's not classified to those people that know it and who even understand the military protocols, defense condition. And I'm now telling everybody in the United States and around the world that's listening to Hagman & Hagman, we had better get on our knees. We had better hit our knees before the you-know-what hits the fan. Because most people cannot grasp the fact that food is disappearing. It's disappearing in the field. It's disappearing in the supply chain. And it's going to be disappearing off the shelves. And I want everybody to ask themselves this question. Today is Thursday. If I could not go to the store any other time other than today, tomorrow, and maybe through the weekend, because I don't know how long it will take to filter through, meaning it that the United States dollar is no longer worthwhile. But I can tell you this, if there are meetings all through the night, as there have been with the Fed, Federal Reserve, remember, they loan the United States the money, and the United States, they're not a federal anything, it's private bankers. What happens when the bankers say, no more credit, no more issue, no more dollar? And Doug, I don't know how, and please, you're much more linear and concise than I am, but I don't know how to make it any clearer what happens, because there is a rejoicing going on behind the scenes. I'm told this, okay? I'm told this from different nations, that the only option that the USA will have is to declare a force majeure, and I'm reading this, to prevent all USA land and other assets from being grabbed. It obviously means the British pound sterling, the euro dollar will tank together, meaning they'll go in the pot, I was going to say that, they'll go into the cesspool, and the US dollar too. That will throw all exchange rates off. But then there will be an establishing factor where, look, if Russia says we're going to back our ruble with gold, somebody said, well, the ruble's really down in price. Doug, here's the thing I want people to understand. When you think you're watching the battle in the Ukraine, it is what it is. I see people mock, Putin's getting part of his anatomy kicked and everything. He is a strategic thinker. We are only reactionary, I would say this, buffoons when it comes to foreign policy. I'll stand by that statement. You cannot tell a nation that's completely self-sufficient that, especially if the one on the receiving end, you can't do this. They say, okay, we'll cut your food off. We'll cut your fertilizer off, 80%, again, coming from Russia. You can't do that. Okay, we'll cut your oil off. The entire narrative on our part, meaning United States of America, and I want to say this, United States or disunited states of America, disunited states of America, as you've heard on this program, ladies and gentlemen, America wasn't named for the Italian explorer Amerigo Vespucci, but for basically America, which all of the inhabitants of both North and South America called this entire area, and it's land of the plumed serpent. That's why whenever you see the portrayal of the Aztec, Inca, and Mayan, fallen angel deities, they are always showing them as sometimes they look like lizard man bipedal with feathers, you know? And if you really take it even further, it's a classic illustration in antiquity of the dragon. Ah, the land of the dragon. Well, the dragon's coming up, coming back to show his, what was it called, quit claim deed. And this is what's really problematic, Doug. I don't know the date. Here's something I want people to understand. It is not my job. Only God knows the date. Well, why doesn't God give us a date? Because he's waiting for every last human being to use their free will to decide their eternal fate. To decide your eternal fate. The devil's been, they've already decided. They hail Lucifer and they go on destroying. They're licking their chops, of which seems human blood seems to go down their throats quite easily. They're literally believing. And this is something that people need to understand. Why would God judge America? Because Maryland just announced that Bill 669, which, you know, come on, a 6 and a 9 in the world, the occult are interchangeable, to kill children up to 28 days after live birth. Where in the, how do I say this? And there's no swear words, but where in even sanity can that thought be embraced? Where can it be embraced, Doug? That is sanctioned murder for the first month of a human's life. And why that's coming to pass, ladies and gentlemen, unless God intervenes or the people of God intervene, and pray and fast and say, God exposes heinous things, but we didn't. Over 200 plus million kids have been slaughtered in the womb, so I don't know that we're going to do it now. So when people say to me, why is God judging America? You have to understand the basis of the Old Testament and history. Every single nation has its time under the sun, whether it's the Roman Empire, whether it's the Medo-Persian Empire, whether it's the Babylonian Empire, whether it's any of the empires that have existed prior to us, the Egyptian Empire. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, the whole thing with Cleopatra and Mark Antony, and the Rome ultimately conquered Egypt. But then Rome was ultimately conquered by its lack of morality. And I would say this, Rome had whorehouses. You can just see the ruins of Pompeii, but the Roman Senate be turned into a absolute, how would you say this? They sold themselves for everything, and they would not embrace even the tenets that had made Rome the greatest empire of its day. And we are the Roman Empire destructing. And Doug, you know, a lot of people say this. Well, it didn't happen, so what happens if it doesn't happen? Well, tell yourself that next time you go and fill up a pump. I think gas has hit $8 in California now. What can I say about California? Go ahead, Doug, and take it, because I need to take a glass of water, which is a blessing. That's an old one, Eric.
That was 2 weeks ago, according to the information I have. But there, what you said, I find so interesting, and that is the disconnect with when I speak to people, or nowadays when people talk to me. I sense the disconnect between the biblical morality, the once godly understanding, there is a disconnect between the biblical history and current events. It's like God is not even factored into what is taking place today. And that just blows my mind. Go ahead.
No, and please forgive me. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a delay, and I apologize. I never mean to talk over you, Doug. Sometimes we're on Zoom, and there's a delay, not to mention maybe a delay in my brain also. And I want to thank you guys. I'm still not 100% after COVID. I saw Tom Horn explaining what happened. People are saying, where are you at right now? And I need to explain this because it will explain sometimes. I typically don't have to search for stuff, but like I have pretty much instant recall. But both, it's taken so long for me to get back into that. And by the way, I take all brain supplements. I take brain food, ketones. Tom Horn said thank you to me, but it was really my wife, Loretta, that was on the phone with Joe Horn. And, you know, it was due to a friend of mine, Julia, no need for her last name, and a very good friend of mine that put me on a protocol that incorporated the prayers of you, but I'm not there yet. I'd say I'm 60% of my old energy level. And somebody says, well, when you're on the radio, it sounds like you're your old you. You don't see me 5 minutes after the radio or the podcast. And energy and even my ability to breathe. And I'm doing breathing exercises. I got one of those, whatever you blow into. I'm doing everything, you know. But the point being, evidently not enough. I apologize sometimes because, again, I never mean to be rude to you, Doug, but I want to thank you again for praying for me. And emails are coming in saying, how are you doing, blah, 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 because people genuinely cared, and I love you guys for that. But getting back to I'd say this, the problems that we're experiencing today, not between our communication, Doug and I, but the problems that we're seeing festering in the economy is, I hate to say it, but how does it go from... It will go from worse to non-existent. The problem of not enough food is no longer a problem when there's no food. People are asking me, well, how will I drive to my job? I have to be an hour on the freeway back and forth, and gas is $8 a gallon. It is. And Eric, if you want to pull that image up, I think it's on the front of Drudge, left-hand column, that it shows $8 a gallon gas. Now, Doug, when you and I started talking about $15 a gallon gas and on rationing, what was that, a couple of weeks ago? I mean, maybe even a month ago.
It was about
people
a month,
couldn't believe that.
Yeah.
And then they started seeing, they just wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, some of the emails I received were, you guys are nuts. You guys are disinformation agents. And but here we are, you know, here we are.
Well, I want people that say that disinformation, I want you to go out. When you see ratcheting events happening, I want you to basically stare at the horizon, because I want you to experience what it means. If the United States starts rattling our sabers, Russia is on record as a first strike. And I'll tell you this, most of the people that give Doug and I a bunch of stuff are either disinformation, AI, or U.S. military, or their combined cadre to discredit us. Okay, you think $8 bad? Wait until you see 15. That number, Doug, by the way, came from some people in high, high places. I won't even tell you which oil company. And they're saying, and then the price is one thing. The rationing is another. Doug, supply and demand.
Well, you remember odd even days, right? You remember those mid-70s OPEC oil embargo, odd even, $5 limit, lines out the, I mean, it was crazy. That's going to look like a picnic.
It is. But here's the deal. Back to the illustration. Okay, smart asses, and that may be offensive to some people, but the people that always discredit the truth, how do they like paying in some places $15 for a pound of burger? Yet, guess what? There is no burger. How do they like having to wait in line because the lines at, for instance, some of the Costco fuel stations and even Walmart or different places have different fuel stations. If they can save 50 cents a gallon, obviously in 20 gallons is 10 bucks. But the point is the line goes sometimes for miles. How about the people on food stamps? How about the people that when they're like in Texas, where people in BMWs and people in, you know, high dollar cars got no issues with that. But they're subject. Here's the thing. The rich and poor will meet in the same line of no food. And that's you're the elite. Okay. We're being starved. And Eric, would you put up the four horsemen of the apocalypse now? Because I want to put this into a biblical context for all of the people that say God doesn't judge America. Why, we're the bastion of freedom. No, we're not. We're not. And so I want everybody to see this. It's a picture of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And what the apocalypse means, the unveiling or the revealing. So I'm going to read this, Doug, because I don't know if some people may listen to this and not see it, but it says this, and this is from, I think, the Encyclopedia Britannica, but it's also in the book of Revelation, and that's what everybody has to go to. But this, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, in this day and age, I want to say, you're talking about four of the major Democratic Party leaders, and they're the four horses, you know what's, of apocalypse, not apocalypse, in my opinion. In Christianity, the four horsemen, who according to the book of Revelation 6, 1 through 8, appear with the opening of the first four of the seven seals that bring forth the cataclysm of the apocalypse. The first horseman, a conqueror with a bow and crown, rides a white horse, which scholars sometimes symbolize the Antichrist. Some people even try and make it Jesus. Jesus comes at the end of the tribulation on a white horse, not at the beginning. But remember, Antichrist means in place of Christ. And the Antichrist is the one who's bringing on all the judgment upon the world before the second coming of Jesus Christ returns. The first horseman, a conqueror with a bow and a crown, rides a white horse, which scholars sometimes interpret to symbolize the Antichrist. The second horse is given a great sword and bloodshed. The third carries a balanced scale and rides a black horse and symbolizes famine. And the fourth horseman rides a pale horse and is identified as death. I remember the Clint Eastwood movie, Pale Rider. I love that. But the word pale is chloros, C-H-L-O-R-O-S in Greek. It's interesting. It's meaning green. Now, isn't it interesting that we have right now, in my opinion, the times immediately preceding the second coming of Jesus Christ, but before Jesus comes, there's going to be 42 months of tribulation. And yes, you're still here, everybody. You haven't been raptured yet. You haven't been raptured yet. And Doug, we're on the verge. And I want to make something clear. I watched the mocking of the leader of Russia, who the whole world benefits from. You don't kick the sole producer, pretty much the sole producer, of ammonium nitrate fertilizer that all the farmers in the world need, has to go into distribution channels. That's cut off now until December 31st. Interesting. You don't kick a gift horse in the mouth. Well, guess what? The gift horse had been replaced by the four horsemen of the apocalypse. I told one guy, a very famous horseman, I mean, this guy's famous. And he's asking me about this. And I said, let me put it in terms. His name is Gary. I said, we're going from a trot of the four horsemen looking at each other. This is the image that got in my mind. And they're moving from a slow trot to a faster trot to a full gallop, okay? And all of these things are simultaneous. So let's just take a great sword. Again, kudos to Daniel Holdings. The word great sword is interesting because a great sword, sometimes I think people think of a middle-aged, you know, double-handled, massive sword, but the Romans used a short sword. The name for Russia's hypersonic, you're going to love this, hypersonic nuclear missile is the Kinzhal, K-I-N-Z-A-H-L. Almost. And what's fascinating in the book of Revelation is it's very clear what the short sword is. You see, some people, oh, that's just all metaphor and it's all happened before. And you Christians just want to scare the people. I guarantee you anybody who can't afford to drive now or barely can afford to drive now or barely can afford to feed people, feed themselves, don't think it's scare tactics. I guarantee it. So the proof is absolutely on the empty shelves. So Doug, I want to ask your question. What do you think will be, this was asked to me and by someone else, what do you think will be the outcome when there is nothing on the store shelves? What will the outcome be? What will people do?
Panic. Simply put, panic.
And go ahead. How will that panic play out?
I believe in a number of ways, but specifically, I think people are going to be so gobsmacked by the fact that there's nothing available that it's going to take a while for them to process what's going on because they're not listening. A lot of people don't listen to you and I. A lot of people don't listen to the truth speakers. So I think that there's going to be violence. There's going to be chaos everywhere. And I think ultimately it's going to get really ugly in terms of what people begin to eat, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
I don't know if that's what you were looking for, but that's my view.
I think the word you used is people are going to panic, okay? How do you express panic? Well, you will go out looking for anything to eat. And we've seen pictures of North Korea. We've seen pictures of, you know, and I hate to say it, we've seen pictures of dead kids in Africa until they no longer affect us because it's not us, okay? We've seen the horrors of the Ukraine war. And ladies and gentlemen, look, here's the deal. Someone orchestrated the United States, NATO, and the EU not to live up to their treaty of the 1991 treaty. Look, it's in the interesting. We have a government trying to arm the people of Ukraine to fight the Russians and to secure Ukraine's borders, yet we're told we need to be disarmed and forget our borders. It's insanity. And obviously, critical thinking has given way, in my opinion, to control, manipulation, deception that will lead to destruction and ultimately damnation unless the people repent. What do I mean by repent? Repent says, God, what have I done to contribute to all this evil? Not necessarily by any action, but by basically just hoping, well, you know, I only got a few years left. And I've heard this and this, Doug, this makes me go ballistic, faster than hypersonic missiles, is when people say, well, you know, I'm going to be dead in a couple of years. And I'll let my children, grandchildren. And I want to say, you selfish son of a, you know what? You mean you're willing to do nothing, knowing what you fear, you're out of here. And they say, oh, I'm glad I'm going to be dead. And I want to say, yeah, me too, but I don't, because I'm trying to be kinder and gentler. But that's an idiotic response to the problems that we're facing. Now, I sent this to Eric, and I'll read it, because I think it's really important that people understand this. It was Stan, one of your listeners, my listeners, our listeners, and I may have even been repeating myself on this, but I think it bears witness, and it needs to be stated once again, because we're talking about the four horsemen of the apocalypse speeding up. And what has, Doug, it was on your show. I think I was on your show. I said, I want to tell you guys, this is what, and it was before the Ukraine war broke out. Peace has been taken from the earth. You remember that podcast?
Yeah. In fact, I just listened to that when I was down. And I think that was back in, forgive me if I'm wrong, it was the first week of February. I could be wrong on that.
Yeah. Well, it was that long. It was 30, 45 days ago before the invasion of the Ukraine. Now, well, that was a safe call. Well, how about some of the other things that you're not hearing? When the greatest migration in the history of the world, part of it's going to take place in the United States. How many people are fleeing Ukraine right now? 2 million. What are they going for? They need to get water. They need to get food. Where are they going to go? Same thing in the United States. Now, here's what I want to read. Revelation 6:4 says this, and there went out another horse. Thank you. Thank you so much, Eric. That was red, and power was given unto him, okay, given to him, sorry, trying to read two screens, that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Now, scroll down, if you would, Eric, right there. Now, go to the Greek word, where it says a Greek word. You can scroll up, because and this is Daniel Holdings and Stan together. The Greek word for sword is makaira, or whatever you want to pronounce it. I'm not obviously the Greek guy, but makaira, M-A-C-H-A-I-R-A. And is also called a slaughter knife. It's a short sword or a dagger used for stabbing. But how could a dagger or short sword be great? It doesn't really make any sense until basically Stan, God bless you, Brother Stan, looked up the Russian word for sword. It's kinzal, the same word and name as the Russian hypersonic missiles. They also have their biggest ICBM missiles called Satan. They not only have one called Satan, they have Satan 1 and Satan 2. As someone who is, and Daniel, I don't think people understand this. They will by as soon as they read this, but or I've already read it. But Daniel Holdings was in the Air Force, and he was basically a launch serviceman, and he knows a lot about nuclear weapons. As someone who is intimately familiar with large ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles, Daniel was a missile launch serviceman in the U.S. Air Force. It always struck me, Daniel speaking, how those hypersonic missiles were so much shorter than the big ones, hence a short sword. I then looked up the word great from Greek. Greek, the word great. It's mega, the same word we get megaton from. The Bible is literally telling us what's about to happen. And I wrote, time to repent and get right with Jesus. Only, and this is the bottom line, Doug, of everything now, only he can save us and deliver us as the end of the age is playing out before our eyes. Now, if the revelation that God the Father gave to John the disciple about Jesus Christ, you see, there's only one that could God, which not only taketh away the sin of the world, but John beheld. There was who can declare the end from the beginning? And Jesus steps in. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a time for serious retrospection, because the fear of the Lord, in other words, the honoring of God, not like this. We don't have to flee God and go like this. We can go, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. The fear of the Lord is the awe, the reverential thanksgiving and gratefulness and embrace, not some indifferent force like the Star Wars movie. And by the way, the word star in Greek can mean angel. And it's interesting that, isn't it interesting, Angel Wars? That sounds familiar. Oh, yeah, I wrote a book about it once, Angel Wars. Star Wars. It's not a plug for books. I don't even know if, you know, I'll be able to send them. But I will tell you this, Doug, that we're right now at a precipice that many people are facing. They have to choose eternal life or perdition. And again, perdition is not an intellectual concept. I love the people, and that's not an accurate statement. I'm astonished by the people that say, you guys are just trying to provoke fear. You're fear mongers. You're fear porn purveyors. You're conspiracy theorists. No, ladies and gentlemen, I am the ultimate conspiracy realist. The ultimate conspiracy started in the Garden of Eden. The ultimate conspiracy ends in the book of Revelation. And all the pages in between show the greatest conspiracy ever undertaken to destroy everything the living God had created and blessed and saw that it was good. And the Christians just keep slip sliding away. Because who? God asks a question. I don't know. I'm not privileged to this. But I mean, I can see it in the scripture when he says, you know, he marveled. I don't know if that means God turns to all the angels and the heavenly council and goes, is there no one that will stick up for me? I don't believe I'm the only one. I don't believe Doug's the only one. I just believe they need more voices. They being heaven's, if you will, passion for lost souls. And so it's amazing. I get emails, Doug, and this just, how should I say this? This makes me call upon God for patience and quietness of lips. Yeah. And I mean that seriously. We're at a point, ladies and gentlemen, where the globalist Luciferians want to kill 7.4 billion people. That's you. That's me. That's our loved ones. That's our hated ones. That's our former friends, former enemies, current enemies. They want 7.4 billion humans dead. And Doug, I don't know how to say that any clearer. Well, who's the they? The same ones that sold you a bill of goods to take an unproven mutagenic injection. We'll just call it that. It's the same ones that are behind killing the image and likeness of God. And there's only one and a group of fallen angels that hates mankind that much. And isn't it interesting, the Satanists, the Luciferians, all of the different mystery religions, it's interesting that for the fact that they, you know, worship whoever they worship, and I mean, they worship different entities, it all comes back to the same one. I mean, Jesus said, you know, and John the disciple said, any spirit that denies Jesus Christ as Lord is the spirit of Antichrist. We have become the nation of Antichrist. We have become the nation that the Democrats and the Republican weenies, you know, remember when Beanie Weenies used to come in a little can? And they, you know, they're what, pork and beans and Vienna sausages. I know those. The bottom, I don't eat them anymore, but we become a nation of weenies. We become a nation of, if literally, how do I say this? Indulgent children who absolutely believe that a sandbox and their toys will defeat evil. Oh, and by the way, how is that working out for us? I want to say this. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, in any war, strategic deception is key. Do you not think that when the president of Russia says, look, we've got hypersonic nuclear missiles. We fired off a half a dozen of them to prove to the world, look, we can bring battleships to a complete stop in the Black Sea. Donald S. Cook, you can look it up. Look, in Australia, the state-of-the-art missile cruiser brought to DITW, dead in the water. We've got one of our destroyers, state-of-the-art destroyer. They won't send it out to sea because a man who's a commander or the captain won't get his COVID shot. May I say something, Doug? Red high heels in mud and pregnancy belts for men will not win the next battle. And they don't want us to win because the ultimate elitists want 250 million American men, women, and children's lives sacrificed. That is not scare tactics. That's not fear porn. That's none of those words. That's the Deagle Report. And John Deagle was one of Rockefeller's right-hand men. And the Deagle Report is like a think tank. Oh, and by the way, you know, they changed that Deagle Report. You and I were on your program for years. I remember going on Alex Jones's show with that before anybody knew what the Deagle Report was. I think they thought it was a Beagle Report and I was pushing a dog breed. No, the Deagle Report. This had nothing to do with Dr. Bill Deagle, that guy. This was John Deagle, a Rockefellerian and basically a ZPG guy, zero population growth. And they were predicting that by 2025, that there would be only 100 million Americans left. And I think we're at 330 right now. And then they even lowered it, Doug, about 6 months ago before they took it off. Maybe it's on back up, but they lowered it to 80 million people. And I kept thinking, now they want that 250 million people dead mark. And that's just not Denmark, dead mark. And we're at this point now where with all the bio, and ladies and gentlemen, watch the never-ending story to try and hang a false flag on Russia. The biolabs that were in the Ukraine are BSL-5s, and that doesn't stand for BS level. No, it's, you know, it's the security level. Five is the most deadly pathogens that we have yet to define. But they're also interesting. They're race-specific. Gee, Doug, how many years have I been talking to you about that? How many years?
since I've known you. And by the way, Victoria Nuland yesterday verified that. All right. So verified the existence, but tempered it by saying, well, they're research labs. Okay. No, no, folks. Read between the lines, obviously. And yes, a false flag based on Russia or attributed to Russia. Yeah. We're here today. Listen to what Steve is saying. Please. Go ahead, sir. Oh, Steve, you're muted, brother.
To all of those who think that, you know, you sit around and make this stuff up to sell books, to sell gold, to sell food. By the way, those of you who bought the food, thank God that you obeyed and prepared. I'm getting emails, Doug. They're not obviously listening in real time to us, but the bottom line is that what do I do? I don't have an answer anymore. Can I buy an ounce of gold? Gold's disappearing, you know? How about silver? Can I buy a gram of gold? Gram of gold today, it'd be, I don't know, about, 60 bucks. You know, 60, 70 bucks, 70 yeah. bucks with the thing. And thank you. And the thing is, it's getting too late. You know, it's getting too late. If this event happens, and this is a question I can't answer. Will it be all at once or will it build? For instance, we'll have a dozen nations over the weekend say we won't take the American dollars. Monday, the exchanges open up, but through the weekend, and then will it go into next weekend? The trauma, and I just want to say this, ladies and gentlemen, it's already been determined that the United States dollar will be taken out of the world reserve currency. It's already been determined by Brazil, Russia, India, China, Iran to trade commodities and gold or palladium or platinum. And by the way, palladium and platinum, two of the most important metals in the world, almost all of it's controlled by Russia now. And for those of you who got the money, if I were you, I would be putting money into platinum, palladium. Doug, I remember selling people palladium, and I was always told, you're selling fear to sell metals. You know, and it's 3,200 if you can find it, 3,200 per ounce. The thing that people have to understand is there will always be a market to sell you what you need if you have something that is agreeable to the trade value of that which you need. Let's take a bag of wheat, you know, what, 25 pounds? Let's say the bag of wheat goes up to $100. And I think Rhonda just sent me a text that Amazon is limiting now everybody just one bag of wheat.
So are some of the stores here.
Yeah, there's something in the book of Revelation about a measure of wheat. For a day's wage. Ladies and gentlemen, we used to be able to work and have excess and surplus and buy a house and pay the house off and put our kids through college. The woman who chose to could stay and be a mom. You didn't have children running around killing children. You didn't have communist psychopaths and syncopats basically teaching little Johnny, you sure you were Johnny? I believe you look like you make a very cute little Mary. I mean, the insanity of the world that is embracing. Now, you know, I want to make this clear. I believe the words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are the peacemakers. But even I came to the conclusion, I said, Lord, these people cannot back down, won't back down. And that's what Russia was saying. We anticipated this. I'll interpret that, okay? I don't speak Russian, and I don't get a payroll check from Russia. And by the way, I thought that Russia today, did excellent reporting because they reported the news. And you know what? The whole world ganged up on them. And stealing Russian oligarchs, you know, yachts and attaching their bank. Do you see what we are? We've turned into a global kleptocracy, okay? We've turned into a bunch of covetous, and I'm talking the West. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you keep taking enough people's stuff, you better start worried about your life being taken. That's not a threat from me. But the last thing that people are going to stand for is people destroying their lives. And Doug, it's the most hypocritical position for the U.S. government to say, I want to disarm the American people and I want to basically open the borders while they're saying, arm the Ukrainians. And this is what I hope people understand. The Ukrainian people are played, the Russian people are played, but the biggest played people on the planet, there's a mouthful, are the Americans. Because we've known it only as a land of milk and honey. And I'm telling you guys, the milk and honey days are gone. I'm telling you that the word, and I said this, I'll reiterate it. We used to have selection. You could go in and buy 14 different, I don't know if it's 14, but if you bought, and I didn't, macaroni and cheese, I'm just using that because that's a staple for a lot of kids. And you used to be able to have different boxes. Now you can't find macaroni and cheese. And if it's available, well, this is a couple years outdated, you know? Well, here's the thing, and I don't know if I can make this any clearer. When Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil, by inference, he's also saying the control of money is the control of all evil. You're watching the digital, and I want to make this clear, Doug. When the American dollar crashes, they'll come up with the idea, gee, we'll come up with a digital dollar. But why would anybody accept a digital dollar if the American dollar, which says on it, you know, this note is, you know, what does it say? For is legal tender for all debts, public and private. Okay. If this is no good, then what makes a digital dollar any better? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
I wondered that.
By switching out the focus or the object of destruction with another object that has the same underlying basis for destruction, nobody's going to buy off on that. No one's going to buy off on it. So the idea is this, that what very little exists, ladies and gentlemen, take this to heart. Tomorrow, after you've heard this podcast, please broadcast, please ask yourself, am I willing to risk it with so much at stake? And literally, maybe not only at stake, but the last time I saw Doug on Drudge, I saw a story about, well, kiss your burgers and steaks goodbye. And I thought, well, you stupid SOBs, I'm sorry. Why don't you bend over and kiss your bottom goodbye? Now, oh, you can't talk like that. You're a Christian. Listen, we need men with spines. We need men that say, hey, nothing in my Bible says that if you come to Jesus and abandon your manhood, or your, this is a testicle-free zone, all who enter here. You've got very powerful men that are willing to do anything, including nuclear weapons. And you've got people sitting there poking the bear. I mean, I got to tell you something. Guys I know who were in the Cold War as Cold War warriors, they were NSA, they were, you know, even I used to know them, they're passed on now, that were in OSI, which became this Office of Strategic Intelligence. I've known a lot of people. I mean, that makes me like 70, and I should add another 200 years. But the point is that we're at the point, and when I keep using the point, I want you to understand, I mean dagger point. I mean the Kinzhal point. I mean, we don't have hypersonic nuclear weapons. If, and I can tell you this for sure from somebody who knows this, how can we, if we have a 5-minute alert, how can we deal with hypersonic missiles that have 25 megaton nuclear warheads in a New York minute? How can you? In other words, you're 4 minutes too late. Is that the thought that I'm being clear enough, Doug?
I think so. Steve, I think so. And people really have to understand that. Hold that thought right there, Steve.
Okay. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Folks, please do me a favor. Go to gen6.com. The link will be in the program description box. Sign up for the SQ private briefings, the Steve Quayle's private briefings. It's a subscription-based program. Never before has the world been so near to unraveling, or the mainstream media been so full of Luciferian lies. As you are hearing Steve Quayle lay this out, so please do me a favor, be ahead of the curve, do your family a favor, listen, subscribe and listen and watch the SQ private briefing and as well as the Q files. But this private briefing really cuts through the veil of deceit to reveal what's really going on behind the scenes. I would consider it a personal favor if you did this, and that is gen6.com. Sign up for SQ private briefings subscriptions. Before I get back to Steve, I want to mention that today's episode is sponsored by Honey, honey.com/Hagman. Folks, let me tell you something. Even in spite of all of the dire news, I know many people, myself included, Eric the Tech, my wife, we all shop online. And how, look, how do you feel about that? How often do you feel like you have to have this promo code at the ready when you're ready to check out? Well, honey.com/Hagman has an offer for you as a way for you to save so much money online shopping. Here's how it works. Just imagine if you're shopping at one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button drops down. All you have to do is click Apply Coupon, wait a few seconds, bada bing, bada bang, there you go. Honey searches for the coupons it can find for that site. If Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. So right now, I can tell you, on studio equipment, Eric the Tech saved close to $300, $400 in one purchase. This is within the last couple of weeks by using Honey. And I know other people have done the same. Folks, Honey even offers cash back at thousands of stores. It's like earning cash rewards just for shopping. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Remember, this podcast, today's episode is sponsored by honey.com/Hagman. So, look, I've never recommended anything I don't use myself. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Hagman. That's joinhoney.com/Hagman. All right. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Headlines are fabulous there. When I say fabulous, I mean informative. And at the Steve Quayle briefings, you've got to subscribe, because the information offered there, folks, is beyond anything you'll get anywhere else. You can hear what he's saying today, but imagine this. Just informational downloads a couple of times a week. I'm telling you right now, you've got to sign up to stay informed. That's gen6.com. Steve, go ahead. And thank you for indulging me to take care of some business here. You're muted.
I'm muted.
There we go.
Can you hear me now?
Perfect.
Okay. I keep hitting this thing. You know, I figure if I punch the microphone, not punch it, but just tap it, I can, you know, quit hitting the desk, because then we get the people that are crybabies. You need to quit hitting the desk when you're talking. I can't hear you. I said, well, maybe I should get a pair of cymbals. You know what? I'm going to go to a music store today and get some cymbals. Seriously. Maybe, Doug, if when I say, listen to the cymbal, I know you can probably get it digital, you know, and download, but I kind of like the effect. Pound the cymbals together, and maybe people go, I hate that noise. Well, maybe I've got your attention now. I mean, that's how bad it's got to be. It's almost like a cartoon of Sylvester the cat and the mouse. I forget what the mouse's name was, but you almost saw the cat getting hit with cymbals and its head reverberating back and forth.
That would be Eric the Tech. I'm telling you, if you did that right now. Yeah.
I remember Sylvester the cat, but maybe it was Tom the mouse or whatever. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the point where you have to act. And again, we need to hit our knees, you know, before the stuff hits the fan. And also, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you this, early in the morning, but late after midnight, I mean, there was a lot of discourse going on between governments, I was told this, basically, that don't like the United States. Gee, who could that be? Oh, just everybody? About what happens when they hit the United States with an EMP. Like the book, One Second After, or whatever. Or what happens when they hit the banking? What happens when they hit this Visa, MasterCard, credit cards with a cyber attack? Russia is completely separated from the global internet. Global. They've separated it. You can't attack them, but they have portals that they can attack through cyber warfare, any system that is online in America. Doug, America never took electromagnetic pulse seriously. America never took cyber attacks seriously. America forfeited our lead in technology, manufacturing, and think tanks, and they all went to China because China paid them more money than the Americans would, and they developed systems over there that are already working against us right now in the social credit score. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a bridge too difficult to cross when if you are going to control a population, limiting their access to any financial transactions based on you have to have a digital ID. And I'm on record too, and I believe this, and I know a lot of your listeners, our listeners combined listen to, is that we are at the time of the mark of the beast, because already we saw social credit scores being used against Canadian citizens. God bless you, Canadians. God bless your boldness. God bless your stand. We saw people having their bank accounts robbed. We saw people dirty pool, putting stuff in gasoline. We saw every dirty trick that could be executed against harmless citizens. There was nobody there with guns except the bad guys. The point is that they want insurrection in the United States, Doug. And based on Dmitry Dudeman's vision, and this is the thing I'm waiting for, the trigger, based on Dudeman's vision, 1984, I think, maybe even earlier than that. But based on that vision, the Russians attacked the United States when there was civil war breaking out in the mid part of the country. I'm amazed at all of the over time. In other words, the Bible's very clear. God takes generations to plead with nations that will be destroyed generations down line.
Steve, let me ask you an unscripted question here. Isn't our responsibility now, once we have run out of all of the peaceful measures, is it not our responsibility to rise up armed as an armed population and retake our government? Again, that's a question now.
Right. Well, here's the deal.
Go ahead.
They want that. Okay, I want you to understand something. They are pushing for that. They will initiate that because then they have the cause to basically kill without any concern, okay? So what they're doing now is they're trying to legislate as much as they can before they have to move. But they may not have the chance, Doug, and I'll tell you why. There are certain red lines that people think that President Putin won't cross. I can tell you point blank. When he sets the red lines, and one of them is this, and you saw it happen overnight, when Poland was going to give the MiGs to the Ukraine, but they were going to fly them to Germany, then Germany would fly them. And that whole thing went down because the U.S. Defense Department maybe once made a smart decision that said, we're not going to allow that to happen because Russia said the minute that happens, you're nuked, okay? To be or not to be nuked, that is a question. And so it finally is dawning on people. I think the smartest thing we can do, and I don't believe it'll be done, but could do, is as a nation of those who believe in Jesus Christ, repenting, calling on God for his mercy, and also people standing up and saying, look, this is all a setup. It's a setup against the United States citizen. It's a setup against people of the world. And the monsters behind the scene, literally Lucifer and his fallen legions of fallen angels, are wanting the destruction of humanity. Because we've watched it happen. Doug, anything we're eating today, I'm looking for something, I have a cough drop, that's all I have, was formulated probably at least a year ago. All of the stuff that goes into it, whether it's menthol or this one happens to be sugar-free, sugar-free honey lemon flavor, and I find those help me not to cough. I still get some coughs. But the point is that the everything that has allowed us to live the way we have been blessed to live is being taken out from under us. And nothing will hit home faster than no gas, or nothing will hit home faster than $15 gas. How many people want to pay $300 for a tank of gas?
How many $300
will go, you can go put it as a down payment on a Corolla or a Toyota, which is a good car for $22,000. What's going to happen to people that want to get rid of their gas guzzlers, which happened, you know, this during that time period of the gas lines and every other day, when there's nothing to be bought, nothing to be purchased, nothing. And ladies and gentlemen, the semiconductor manufacturing is horrific now. Guess where most of the neon comes from that is used, because you have to have 95% neon? It's a gas. And it has, that goes into the semiconductor business. Guess what? Russia has it, and they're not going to release any of it until 12/31, 2022. What I'm trying to get across, and I actually prayed, I said, Lord, please help me to get out of my way today and just give it as clean and clear as possible. In other words, Lord, will you undertake and take the blinders off people's eyes? You know, again, people want to hear about the truth, but they don't want to hear it if it's put in the context of Jesus being the truth, the way, and the life. And I'm telling everybody, we all have got to recognize the lateness of the hour, because when God visits a nation, he's visiting it with judgment. And if people, and I'll tell you this, Doug, I would say 99% of claimants to Christianity, mainstream Christianity, would never even entertain the fact that God would have a controversy, so much so that Jesus said to the lukewarm church, I would that you were hot or cold, but because you're neither, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. And that's a great title for a sermon. I actually preached it once. I'm not a preacher, you guys. I actually told it. I said, when God vomits out a nation, that's not a good thing. So the thing is that the lukewarm, the apathy, the indifferent, the mind control, the people that want to be friends with the world, the people that don't want to stand for Jesus, people that want to drag God under the foot, if you claim to be a Christian, you're being trodden under the foot of a machine that's coming against you. And again, that's why I like Coach Dave's Salt and Light Brigade, because salt is a preservative, light. And I'm tired of hearing dark winter, you know? Well, don't go along with that narrative, you know, because anytime you hear something repeated by all the mouthpieces on mainstream television or cable TV or your radio, dark winter, dark winter, you know, they're a bunch of bloody parrots. And they're doing that in order to linguistically program it. In other words, control your mind and keep your eyes off alternatives. It's just like that nonsense with Q. Doug, Q was proven to be fraudulent, and now Q's saying new things, and the same people that bought the lie then are buying it again. You know? I mean, I got to tell you something. I call that barnyard madness, because yeah, I've got to be careful what I say, because people are more offended of legitimate words than they are of all the atrocities going on and their own goose being cooked in a rather high energy nuclear microwave, whatever they call, oven.
We'll see the bottom line here then, as you like to point out here, are we now looking today or within the next, in these short term, is the dollar finished as the oil trading platform, shall we say? Is that finished?
Yes.
Is the dollar finished as a global reserve currency?
Yes.
And the last question, is the only option left to the United States is to declare some sort of force majeure, as you were saying, to prevent all of the U.S. and all of other assets from being grabbed, to overtaken, repossessed, if you will, whatever the word might be?
Absolutely, and we've seen three pretty astonishing uses of force majeure when most people wouldn't even have known what that meant. And, you know, basically means major forces overcoming anybody's ability to live up to a contractual obligation. Just like the slogan on American Dollar, you know, this note is legal tender for all debts, foreign and domestic, okay? But what happens when nobody accepts it? The American dollar used to be, man, when they saw U.S. dollars, that was something. As I talked to people that went to Europe after, you know, World War II. I mean, I can remember being in Europe. I went there for nine months. A lot of months. My dad, I was 12. We went over there. We went through all countries. I went to the battlefields, famous in European history, Utah Beach, Omaha Beach, walked the cemeteries, learned a lot, Doug, in real time. But unfortunately, we've allowed our children to be mind raped by the village idiots who, you know, what was that Hillary Clinton statement? You know, it takes a village to raise a child, not if the village is filled with idiots, okay? And so now we've got a nation that basically, with a bunch of young people, not only do they not know history, and they don't, obviously Jesse Waters showed that, you know, all of us on his man or the students on a street, you know, or Alex, when he sent out one of his reporters and asked really basic questions and they, you know, scratched their head, you know, like who was World War II between? Well, wasn't that between, and they can't answer, you know, they can't answer it. How did it start? Basic stuff. Thank God. And this was a statement by one of the officers, I believe was Goering, the head of the German Luftwaffe. He said, it's a good thing that people don't think anymore. Well, it wasn't true in 1940s, 42 through 47, even though, you know, I know the date of the official end of World War II, but that's not true because it didn't end until 1947 after Operation High Jump in the, South Atlantic when Admiral Byrd was there. I don't want to get off, but I'm just saying this. When you lose your sense of history, when you lose your borders, language, customs, and Michael Savage used to say that, a great statement. But also when you lose your cohesive, if you will, composite group of freedoms and liberty and equal justice on the law, when you lose that, ladies and gentlemen, and we have lost that, we've lost our nation. We've lost our nation. And so what can the righteous do? Doug, two of the most problematic scriptures that still trouble me. I know what they mean. I obviously know what they mean. But if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Well, the answer to that is get right with God. I mean that. Getting right with God, when I say that, means repenting of your sin, asking Jesus to come into your life, to be your Lord and Savior, asking him to give you the power to become a son of God, thanking him for his forgiveness, because the greatest promise I know in the universe, and the one that the devil hates more than anyone, Jesus said, "And no, all who come to God will he in no wise cast aside." Book of Isaiah, though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as wool. But yet the devil who hates God, who they can't even use the name of Jesus in the ritual sacrifice, you know all this stuff. The bottom line is, if somebody isn't existent, why do they hate him so much? Well, the answer is they know, because in them, they know this. Every fallen angel that rebelled against God, their knees will bow, their tongues confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. All of the heavenly, every kind of creation that we may not even know all of them, they will bow their knee and say, Jesus Christ is Lord. We, as redeemed by the blood of the Lamb Christians, bought by the most precious commodity in the universe, God's forgiveness at his own son's expense, at the life of his son. And the scripture says, how are we going to fare then if we neglect so great a gift of salvation? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what Monday brings. I wish I could tell you. I know that according to the Russians, well, maybe it's all propaganda. Well, if it's all propaganda, Doug, I think people need to understand this. If you've got the key leading oil producing and exporting nations saying we will not talk to the President of the United States, when you've got people that are we used to call allies, and they called us allies. When we had our nuclear umbrella, they were on our side. When they watched what Biden did in Afghanistan, that wasn't the shot heard around the world. That was the assassination of every, I'm going to make this statement. Well, how can you say that? Because I know. The assassination of every ally that America had worked so hard to develop. And what Russia was absolutely brilliant in doing, this was a smart thing. When people were worried, they said, we'll come in as a jury and tell country A to back off you and country B. So guess what? Evidently, the prime minister of Israel believed that was possible because he went and had a talk with Putin for 3 hours. Then Macron, I call him Macaroni and Sleaze, from France, he was basically in, 2 days before he went to a secret meeting in Moscow, he was saying, we're going to bring the Russians to their knees. All Putin had to do is smile. And pretty soon they listened to the voice of the people, all these arrogant leaders. And the people are saying, we're not going to pay this guy. The riots are breaking out. And this is something people need to understand. There is no coverage of the world contempt for the globalist platform because they don't want you in America, me in America, to see the effectiveness and the effectuation of organized people, nonviolent mostly. And by the way, the only people that want violence, especially in this country, seem to be the ones that are initiating. The whole January 6th thing is coming apart at the seam. It was all a setup. It was all a setup. It was all a setup. So, ladies and gentlemen, when the truth no longer matters, lies dominate all lives, L-I-E-S, and lives. And when lies dominate lives, a lot of innocent lives are put to death. We're talking 250 million Americans, Doug, that have to be destroyed. How they're going to do it, whether they're doing it with biologicals, how they're going to do it, they're going to do it with nuclear, how they're going to do it, they're going to do it with starvation, how they're going to do it, they're going to do it with literally every form of assault, including mind control, electromagnetic warfare. Wait, this is that's a guy that just, he just makes up stuff. It never happens. I would like to see that person. When they're sitting at their table, there's nothing there, and they're eating the tablecloth because there's nothing to put on the plate. Here's what I'm saying. That's not a vindictive statement, but anybody can have a pompous, dumb hyena or jackal, hyenas and jackals, attitude as long as their fridge is full. As long as there's power, turn the power off, nothing in the fridge, no water. Oh, and I got to pee. Sorry. No pot to pee in. How are we so, how do I say this, sanitized in our projection while people are being blown apart in the Ukraine, that people are starving all over the world, that we've seen the slaughters in Syria, that the bull manure that got us into Afghanistan and the horse manure that got us into Iraq and the lying devils at the highest political powers and going along with their military hacks and lackeys. Where was the truth, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, by the way, we had to kill Muammar Gaddafi. You didn't have the problems you had in the Middle East with Gaddafi in Libya. You didn't have the problems with Saddam Hussein. Yes, I know who Saddam Hussein was. But remember, when those guys went to the gold standard, they were murdered. And the thing that's driving the United States crazy is the fact that they can't murder Russia. They can't kill President Putin. And the fact that you have morons in the freaking press calling for his death and idiots, you know? Idiots. You know, well, we just got to take him out. What happens if he takes you out? You know, it is so preposterous. And if somebody thinks that's wrong, 2 days ago, President Putin told his group of, I think, intel agents, I want a list of every nation that has turned against us. And he's going to hit them with financial sanctions. I want a list of everyone who's making threats against us, literal threats. And look at what they've done to the Russian oligarchs. Look, it's wrong. You cannot seize stuff just on a whim. And what they've done to Canada was wrong. And the American citizens should have been up there, and maybe a lot of them were. Those of us on talk radio, we have a forum. We have a platform. And we're pleading with people, seriously. And by the way, I believe, Doug, to answer your question, the time will come when war will be at each one of our doorways. You know, you cannot expect orchestrated or organized religion at this, organized resistance at this point to basically be effective, because the American people are waiting for that. And I don't know what that last moment is, okay? But you cross a certain line and that moment is over. And then it's game on. And I pray, and I'm telling people, when you hear the word civil war, remember this, that's the left that's provoking it. That's the left who's been armed for it. You remember when President Obama said he's got to have an army equal to the U.S. military, and then he destroyed the U.S. military? All those billions of dollars in weapons and ammunition, that's all strategically placed. For who? For those who have already said they're going to kill. They take names. Kamala Harris, remember her statement? 72 groups of terrorists. Remember those statements? What happens when all those weapons are turned loose in the hands of people that hate you because you're white, that hate you because you're right, that hate you because you owe them for your great-grandfather's sins, even if he wasn't a slave trader or whatever? You know, here's the thing, Doug. Guilt will be used by the devil to initiate the greatest, in my opinion, atrocious slaughter, unless it's met with equal or greater firepower, and also the conviction that what's wrong is wrong and what's right is right. We're commanded in the book of Hebrews to resist evil, even if it costs us our lives. But in America, we succumb to evil and we basically say, I want to be friends with the world. You know, maybe I'll get to go and eat tea and crumpets and human blood with Maria, whatever, Abramovich or whoever. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, there's real issues out there that real world leaders are real witches. And I'm not talking about, you know, witches with a W. I'm not just talking about B, but I'm talking about W witches who are practicing occultists, who have yielded themselves. And it's out there. But Doug, people won't believe the truth, especially when all they can embraces a lie. They just won't do it, because if it's comfortable to believe, oh, I don't believe that stuff, denial is more comfortable than the truth. Wouldn't you say that's a true statement?
100%. Denial. Yep.
You know, this can't be happening to me, so therefore it isn't. I'm up against a wall with a firing squad. Well, if I just have a blindfold and sing, one step over the line, or, you know, whatever song you're singing, the point is you're still going to end up shot. Denial of the lateness of the hour. Denial that, look, people are going to starve. I can't think of, and I've said this maybe 100 times, I don't know how many times, but a lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, if you assume the shelves are going to be refilled, you're already dead if you're depending on the shelves to be refilled. If you can't see that Amazon, the biggest marketplace in the world, is now limiting one bag of wheat. I think, what is it? I think someone, maybe Rhonda told me that it was, I don't bake bread, obviously. But the point is that that's not a lot of loaves of bread. What happens when there is no more wheat? What happens when there is no more oil? And oh, let's deal with cooking oil while we're at it, Doug. Indonesia is the largest provider of cooking oil into the world. Guess what? They're not exporting that anymore. They're not exporting that. So what's happening is this. It's like having a million-dollar houseboat, the most beautiful marina, and blue, crystal-clear waters. But you notice something happening. Next year, the waters aren't so blue or crystal. Next year, the water level's gone down 4 to 6 feet. What's your million-dollar houseboat worth at that? Well, not very much when basically it ends up being an empty lake. By the way, this is a literal thing that's happening in Lake Powell. I remember 25 years ago taking pictures there, And it's one of the biggest marinas inland. And now it's just basically boats floating on mud.
Steve, I believe this was perhaps one of the best, if not the best, time we spent together. The most pointed and important messages that you've ever delivered. And I want to thank you. And I want to thank the audience for putting up with me. But Steve, God bless you. Thank you so very much. Oh, folks, there he is. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, gen6.com. Again, thank you folks for your patience. We'll get back to normal hopefully next week. God bless each and every one of you. Good night. Hit your knees tonight and pray.